Morning, good morning. Oh, it's so wonderful to be together. I'm so happy that we've all been able to walk around and visit with one another. When I came over this morning from the office complex, I walked into the fellowship hall and got to see the adult Sunday school class had regathered. And it is just, this is the third Sunday we've been regathered, and it is a delight to be together and see all of our faces. We've got a few announcements this morning, but I will start with the biggest one, as I'm sure it is on a lot of people's minds. Your congregational council called a special meeting this morning to discuss the recent changes to the CDC and state guidelines. I know there's been a lot of buzz in the news, and all of us, even though we've gotten accustomed to wearing masks, we will be happy when the day comes to not have to wear them. Your council has decided that we are going to wait a couple more weeks to update our guidelines because the North Carolina Synod is taking a couple of weeks to really evaluate the CDC and state guidelines so that they can make guidelines that are applicable for the church. So even though we go out to other places and, you know, the guidelines are that the fully vaccinated can be unmasked and not have to social distance in those places, the church is different. The reason why we are a community and the work that we do together in worship and a community has a very different motivation than what we do in the world. Our primary motivation is to love God with all of our heart and mind and soul and body, and to love others as ourselves. With that being said, the council unanimously voted that we need more information from the council before we can safely and confidently update our guidelines. Those will become available from the Synod at the end of May. Our next council meeting is the third Monday, can't quite remember off the top of my head, second Monday in June. If we need to call another council meeting before that, we will. But we ask for your continued patience with us as we try to discern what is truly best for the health and well-being of all of our congregation, with the motivation of loving our neighbor more than ourselves at the forefront of that. So we're going to continue things the way they are for the next couple of weeks, and we will keep you updated as we know more and feel like we can make really good choices for the gathering of our community. Let's see, today is the feast day, the celebration of the feast day of the Ascension of Christ, the day that we celebrate that Jesus ascended into heaven, which we say each week in the Apostles' Creed. Next week is the celebration of Pentecost, when we celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit to all people. Also next Sunday, we will celebrate the confirmation of Maddie Blower and rejoice with her family as she makes affirmation of baptism. This afternoon, the Silly Friends are gathering to go fishing at Norris and Kara Feeney's house, and we are really looking forward to that. On June 6th, which I think is three Sundays from now, but don't hold me to that. On June 6th at 3 o'clock will be my service of installation here at Holly Grove. Typically, when a church calls a pastor, the service of installation is shortly after that pastor arrives. But together with the council, I decided that I wanted to wait a little bit longer so that we could have more folks come to that worship service, because back in January, we still weren't gathering in person together at all. So that Sunday afternoon, there'll be a worship service outdoors, very much like we had on Easter Sunday, and I hope that you will be able to be there so that you can formally install me as your pastor. Scholarship applications are available, and if someone in your life has received a scholarship in the past, please encourage them to make sure that they've got an application and submit it. And if you have any questions, please reach out to Joe Davis, who also has an announcement for us.
Yes, scholarship committee, going on for the past years, we are going to give our basket back for this year's
Thank you. Are there any other announcements that you would like to lift up? Okay. Let me lift up the birthdays and anniversaries. Today is Mickey Conrad's birthday. Happy birthday, Mickey. Also this week, April Bunton has a birthday and Judy McLean has a birthday. And I know especially if you all would like to send Judy a card, that would really lift her spirits as she and Gary are still adjusting to their new normal as Gary learns to adapt to life with having his leg amputated. Also anniversaries this week, Mickey and Carol Conrad. Happy anniversary. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as we listen to the prelude. Please stand. We gather in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit, that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, We confess that we are captive to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your holy name, amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, your only Son was taken into the heavens and into your presence, where he intercedes for us. Receive us and our prayers for all the world, and in the end, bring everything into your glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Sovereign and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading is from Acts. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven. After giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen, after his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, is this the time when you will restore the kingdom to Israel? He replied, it is not for you to know the times or periods that the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were watching, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. While he was going and they were gazing up toward heaven, suddenly two men in white robes stood by them. They said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking up toward heaven? This Jesus, who has been taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven. The word of the Lord. The psalm is Psalm 93. Clap your hands, all you people. For the Lord Most High is to be feared. Who subdues the people under us. who chooses our inheritance for us. God has gone up with a shout. Sing praises to God. Sing praises.
Sing praises to our King. Sing praises.
For God is King of all the earth.
Sing praises to the psalm.
God reigns over the nations.
God is enthroned on high.
The nobles of the people have gathered as the people of God of Abraham. The second reading is from Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that God, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us who believe according to the working of his great power. God put his power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things, for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
Please stand for the reading of the gospel and the gospel acclamation. Alleluia, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia, alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 24th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written, that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to these things. And see, I'm sending upon you what my Father promised. So stay here in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple, blessing God. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise
to you,
Christ. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. This is going to be fun, I promise. How many of you, as the end of your school year is approaching, are having field days? Okay. At field day, there is often an event called a relay race. Have any of you ever done a relay race? Everybody. Okay. This is a baton, and we're going to have a relay race around the perimeter of the sanctuary. So if you all can kind of space out along the outer edge of the sanctuary, somebody, Conrad, you stay up here with me. We'll start off with you. So go space out. Calvin, you want to come over here maybe? Someone at the back? Okay, ready? On your mark, get set, go. Take it to Rosalie. Over to Calvin. All right, you all did it. Come on back up. So how does a relay race work? Does everybody run at the same time? No. And when are you able to start running? When you get the baton. Well, today is the day that we are celebrating Jesus's ascension, when he ascended into heaven. Ascension is a really big church word, and what it basically means is to go up. So Jesus went up into heaven to be with God. And when Jesus did that, he essentially passed the baton onto his followers and onto us to continue his work in the world. So when you're running the race around the sanctuary, you actually pass on a baton, but it's also a symbol of what Jesus does to us, that he has been doing the work of loving people, caring for people, helping us to recognize the people who are on the margins of the world. And he says, okay, I'm going up into heaven to be with God, and now it is your turn to carry on my work, to do the work I've been doing, to share God's love so that all the world may know my love. And so that's one of the big things that we remember today, is that Jesus went up into heaven to be with God, and we carry on Jesus's work of love. Let us pray. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for calling us to share your love with all the world. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for coming up. And now you're going to have a story to tell that your pastor let you run in church. How fun is that? Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The number 40 occurs often throughout Scripture. Can you all call out to me some of the instances where you remember the number 40 in Scripture? Jesus spent 40 days in the desert before his ministry began. Yes. 40 days and 40 nights. God flooded the earth. Yes. Any other 40 years, 40 days recollections? I heard somebody say something. Yes, the Israelites wandered in the wilderness for 40 years before entering into the promised land. There are multiple times throughout Scripture that the number 40 appears. Spies were sent by Moses to explore the land of Canaan, which was going to be the promised land for 40 days. Goliath taunted the Israelites twice a day for 40 days before David defeated him. Moses spent three consecutive periods of 40 days and 40 nights on Mount Sinai. Jesus fasted for 40 days and for 40 nights in the wilderness before his ministry began. In the church, the season before Easter, Lent, lasts for 40 days. And as we are remembering today, 40 days was the amount of time that Jesus was with his disciples after his resurrection, before he ascended into heaven. So Easter Sunday is kind of bookended by 40 days of Lent, and then 40 days of Jesus being with his disciples after his resurrection. So in today's gospel lesson, after having lingered with his followers and disciples for 40 days following his resurrection, during which Jesus engaged in such acts as eating and wound sharing to demonstrate that he wasn't a ghost, Jesus prepares to take his final leave of those who had been his companions on his earthly journey. He shares his final words with them, crucial words, words of call and words of promise. And then Luke tells us that Jesus led them as far as Bethany, where he will depart from them. I think it's deeply significant that Luke mentions Bethany as the site of Jesus' ascension. The Gospels mention Bethany a number of times. It's a place to which Jesus withdraws on more than one occasion. And we know the town most memorably as the home of Martha and Mary and Lazarus, who were particular friends of Jesus. As the site of the raising of Lazarus, and two accounts of Jesus receiving the gift of a woman's anointing, Bethany stands as a place of healing, restoration of life, hospitality, and friendship. Likewise, at Bethany, the fullness of Jesus' divinity and the fullness of Jesus' humanity come into sharp focus. In his raising of Lazarus, Jesus had displayed his power over death. And in his friendship with Mary and Martha and Lazarus, Jesus revealed himself as someone who took solace and delight in human company. So for Jesus' companions who witnessed his ascension, Bethany conjured memories that Jesus meant for them to draw upon as they would begin to live their life without him. Bethany was a place of hospitality and friendship and the miraculous, all intertwined into the community around Jesus. The fact that he chooses it as his place of departure suggests that he intends for them to remember that these gifts will remain with them, as well as the gift of his own spirit. Many, many medieval artists tried to depict Jesus' ascension in image, and most often they only show Jesus' feet dangling beneath the clouds. One can almost see his toes wiggling as he ascends. His feet are just barely visible as he departs. They wanted to emphasize his bodily departure from the earth. Yet, as Lutheran theologian Gail Ramshaw points out in her book, this depiction does not suggest that Jesus has gone away from the church. She writes that the church fathers taught just the opposite, that as Christ went to God, his body became available to all the church. And not only available to the church, but the church took on Jesus' flesh within it and by it. A point that these same medieval artists emphasize by their attention to who remain as Jesus leaves. Though Jesus' departure posed the risk for profound disruption among his followers, his ascension became an opportunity for the community not to merely reorganize or refashion itself, which it did, but it gave the opportunity for those that remain to become the very body of Christ for the world. And as Luke writes, As Jesus is blessing his disciples, he begins to leave them. Notice that he doesn't raise his voice in lamentation over his departure, nor does he offer any further words of wisdom or instruction. He doesn't fling any last-minute advice their way. He blesses them. And where the disciples might have been justly distraught, Luke tells us that instead they worshiped Jesus. And they returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple, blessing God. Jesus' disciples recognized that his leaving is part of that blessing. Jesus called them into relationship with him and with one another. He lived and journeyed with them, and in his ascension, in his leaving them, in his letting them go, he freed them to live into their ongoing call to be his body in the world. They in turn respond to Jesus' blessing by offering blessings of their own in the temple and beyond. And they respond to Jesus' blessing by becoming his body. Just as it was for the early followers of Jesus, it is for us and for all who have sought Christ throughout the ages. The feasts of Ascension and Pentecost, which we will celebrate next Sunday, beckon us to consider with God's Spirit how we might discern and imagine anew the life to which God is calling us, both individually and communally. To discern and imagine with God's Spirit how we might take on Christ's flesh and be his body in the world. We may grieve, and rightly so, the changes that come with being part of a church community. Yet Jesus' ascension reminds us that there's something much deeper at work in such times. Something that not only carries us through the changes, but also uses them to transform us and to bless the body of Christ. In the midst of every loss and change, the presence of Christ persists. And Christ shapes his community anew and calls us to blessing and to joy. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Thank you.
Let's confess what we believe with the use of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Alive in the risen Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we bring our prayers before God, who promises to hear us and answer in steadfast love. You call the whole church on earth to worship and bless you. Empower your church to bear joyful witness to your love made known in Jesus Christ. Hear us, O God. You have fashioned a habitat for all your creatures, and you fill the earth with your glory. Give rain where it is needed, and rescue those inundated by floods. Mend what we have torn in the fabric of creation, and replenish and nourish your world. Hear us, O God. In the majesty of your love, you rule the world with justice and mercy. Give those in authority the spirit of your love, so that all who are hungry and poor receive food and resources, and all people flourish and live in peace. Hear us, O God. You heal those who are sick and bind up the brokenhearted. Attend to the cares and needs of the hurting and hopeless in our congregation, community, workplaces, schools, and families, especially Gary, Aldine, Teresa, Jean, Harold, Michael, Steve, Herbert, Bobby and Jana, Gary and Judy, Bill, Scott, and Sherry. Hear us, O God. You have gathered us in this congregation, enlightened our hearts, and given us a share of the immeasurable greatness of your power. Help us love one another, be reconciled where we are divided, and share the riches of your grace with our neighbors. Hear us, O God. In raising Christ from the dead, you put your great power to work in the world. Raise us and all who have died in the faith with Christ. Remember saints in our lives and in our community. Thank you for their gifts among us. Hear us, O God.
In the hope of new life in Christ, we raise our prayers to you, trusting in your never-ending goodness and mercy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share the sign of peace with those around you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you, Judy. At this time, I want to remind you that there are two additional ways to share your tithes and offerings. We have the online option. You can text your tithe, or you can leave it in the offering plates at either exits as you depart. I also wanted to lift up the little ballots you got for your favorite hymns. One of the things that the Worship and Music Committee has decided to do this summer is we want folks to submit their favorite hymns, and we're going to choose from those throughout the summer for our hymns of the day during worship. So please make sure that you write down your favorite hymn of the day and leave it with an usher as you leave today. Do we stay standing? Let's stay standing since it's just a moment until we begin the great Thanksgiving.
Let us pray. God of love, you call us beloved children and welcome us to your table. Receive our lives and the gifts we offer. Abide with us and send us in service to a suffering world. For the sake of your beloved child, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. Lift up your hearts.
Let
us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, for the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, the true Paschal Lamb who gave himself to take away our sin, who in dying has destroyed death, and in rising has brought us to eternal life. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed are you, O God of the universe. Your mercy is everlasting, and your faithfulness endures from age to age. Praise to you for creating the heavens and the earth. Praise to you for saving the earth from the waters of the flood. Praise to you for bringing the Israelites safely through the sea. Praise to you for leading your people through the wilderness to the land of milk and honey. Praise to you for the words and deeds of Jesus, your anointed one. Praise to you for the death and resurrection of Christ. Praise to you for your Spirit poured out on all nations. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying to his disciples, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." With this bread and this cup, we remember our Lord's Passover from death to life as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. O God of resurrection and new life, pour out your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts of bread and wine. Bless this feast. Grace our table with your presence. Come, Holy Spirit. Reveal yourself to us in the breaking of bread. Raise us up as the body of Christ for the world. breathe new life into us and send us forth burning with justice, peace, and love. Come, Holy Spirit, with your holy ones of all times and places, with the earth and all its creatures, with the sun and moon and stars, we praise you, O God, blessed and holy Trinity, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. When we eat this bread, we share the body of Christ. And when we drink this cup, we share the blood of Christ. The risen Christ invites us to his table. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace. And now the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, given and shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Let us pray. Wellspring of joy, through this meal you have put gladness in our hearts. Satisfy the hunger still around us, and send us as joyful witnesses, that you, your love, may bring joy to the hearts of all people. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education, and respond in loving action to a needy world. Go in peace. Share the good news.